102.9 KPLX, the soul of the Bay, has been the heart and soul in the Bay Area for over 30 years. This is Listen Up, Bay Area, with your host, Armon.
Good morning and welcome to Listen Up Bay Area. I am your host, Armon, and we are at it again. And we have a very special group of individuals joining me in the KBLX studio this morning. Live the Dream Network. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing great.
Good. All right. So let's start from left to right and introduce yourself and your title.
My name is Yanice Brown, and I am the event director for Live the Dream.
My name is Chris Mosley. I am the scholarship chairman for the Live the Dream Network.
And Chris is also trying to take my job. Not going to happen, brother. Great voice.
Hi, my name is Shelley Chaney Floyd, Jr., and I am the newly elected president of the Live the Dream Network.
Congratulations to you. Hey.
Yay.
All right, so let's get started. Tell me about Live the Dream Network.
Live the Dream Network was formed in 2012. It was an offshoot of the Martin Luther King Association train ride that used to come from San Jose to San Francisco every year.
Really?
They still do it. It's a little different now. Mm-hmm. But we were like an offshoot of that organization. And it was founded by myself and Lavelle Pennington, who was our founding president. And coming forward, our thing was to educate at-risk and underserved students. We've been doing this for the past 6 years. And then suddenly Lavelle took sick last year. And unfortunately, he passed away this year.
Wow.
So what we're doing now is rebuilding our organization and taking it to the next level. We've kind of changed our focus a little bit. We want to focus on at-risk students still, instead of the 4.0 students who have plenty of outreach and plenty of support.
Yes.
We want to talk about the students that can't really get to a four-year college right now. Mm-hmm. They might need a short-term education where they can get started with their making a living. They may be coming out of foster care. They may be homeless. Do you know how many children that we have that are sleeping in their car and then getting up to go into a job at McDonald's, and you don't even know who some of the people that are serving you don't have a place to stay? So we figure if they could get a short-term education, like a CNA degree or barbershop or learn to drive a truck, or, you know, those things don't cost a lot. Wow. But if you don't have that initial funding to do that, you can't get started. So that's where we are right now. And our new CEO, his name is Anthony Brown, and he was helping us. He couldn't be here with us today, but he's helping us to take this to the next level.
Your connection. What is your connection to the organization, and how did you come about finding the organization, or did they find you?
Well, actually, I was recruited by accident for 1 year from an event. The membership was low at the time of the organization, and they were having an event, and I just jumped in and started helping to plan the event and do whatever I could on that level. And then I'll say I was strong-armed because Shelley Floyd happens to be my mother. So you kind of have to do what your mama says sometimes.
That's right.
So
That's right.
But outside of that, the last 4 years that I've been helping out, it's been a great organization as far as what the scholarships are actually going for and the students that are receiving them.
All right. And that was Eunice Brown, by the way, director of events. Chris, tell me how you became connected with the organization.
Well, I'm part of the reorganization of the group. I've been to an event that the group put on. And then Shelley, as well as Anthony Brown, came to me and said, hey, you know, we'd like for you to be a part of our group. I'm currently the principal of Sierra Mount Middle School in San Jose.
Excellent.
And so scholarship is one of the things I really like to do and provide for students, especially dealing with the kind of students we're looking for at this time.
Right.
So I thought I can put a lot of effort and a lot of resources into the program to where we can reach out to the students that we're trying to get.
Okay, so let's talk about the scholarship.
Sure.
You guys have a scholarship program. Tell me more about that.
So currently we have three. In years past, it was only one scholarship. Currently we have three. We've already given one, and we plan to give out two more at our next event, which happens in the first Sunday in August.
First August, okay.
Yes. In fact, one of these scholarships is a surprise to where no one knows who it's going to be, so it's going to be pretty exciting to give out.
Excellent.
So the scholarship program, like I said, is for those disadvantaged youth, but we're also going to start focusing on students who are part of the McKinley-Vento program. If you're not aware of that, that is the homeless program that the state of California first started back in 1985 and now readjusted back in 2014. And it's for homeless students, foster care students, students that don't know where they're going to stay any given night. So they could be staying at a mom's, at a friend's house, a grandmother's house, or auntie's house. But the thing is, it's not their actual residence. Wow. If you didn't know, McKinley-Vento is something that where every school in the district or in the state of California must register how many students you have. And so those are the students that you see that are not the ones that are targeted for success. Those are the students that are just put by the wayside. Yes, the state of California provide resources, but those resources are only like a backpack to make sure they have a book, to make sure they're able to be able to pass school. But that's the only responsibility. What we're trying to do is provide something, an opportunity for them to build a foundation so they can put a stand on. Like you said, we can have plumbers, barbers, those things that are outside the college realm, because the college is not for everybody. You know, some people don't have the temperament or some people don't have the patience to go to college, but they're good with their hands or they're good on their feet to where they can do other things. And so these scholarships can be profitable for those students to build that first foundation to become a better citizen.
A real estate agent like myself.
There you go. Yeah, she's just plugging away, huh? She's just...
Right. I'm a hairstylist, so
there you go.
I'm one of those people.
This is Listen Up Bay Area. I'm your host, Armand, and joining me in the KBLX studio this morning is the Live the Dream Network. And Shelly, how are you currently? How do you get your funds? How do you raise money?
Very good question. We usually are getting our funds from events. We raise funds from our events. We have a loyal group of people that support everything that we do. We've currently stretched out and started contacting our community organizations and our political leaders to help us with some of the state and local funding that they have available. Like I said, we're starting from scratch. We're starting to reconstruct from scratch, I should say, where we are learning how to solicit funds and how to contact our representatives to give us a helping hand. We also are, and at our events, which Yanisa will tell you all about in a minute, we want sponsors, we want donors. We're setting up a monthly donor program for people who might want to sponsor a child. They might want to take one or two kids and say, listen, I'm going to give $25 a month or $50 a month to this one particular child to help them get that real estate license. Or because I mean, for instance, I'm harping on real estate because it's easy for me to explain. As an example, you take someone who's over 18 years old. A real estate license, it costs about $500 to get. Sounds easy, but if you don't have the initial test is only $250. But if you don't have $250, but that $500 can change your life.
Yes, it can.
So that's the kind of thing that we want to do to start to get that both. So while they may want to go to college a little later, they can have something to work on. But as far as our funding is concerned, we're looking out to the community to help us. We also want to partner with other community groups and like schools, like the Adult Education Center, those kind of things to help us. And we also help them, our churches, our schools.
The county also has programs for those students that's reentering the workforce as well. So we want to look into that to where it's not just for the teens, it's also for those people who are trying to reenter the workforce to be profitable.
Retraining.
Excellent. Right.
Excellent. Right. Short-term education and retraining.
That's right. This is Listen Up Bay Area. I'm your host, Armand. And joining me this wonderful morning is the Live the Dream Network. Yanisa, tell me about this wonderful event that's coming up. That Chris had mentioned you're giving out three scholarships. One of them is a surprise to me. I didn't know. I appreciate it.
Okay, well, actually, we've already given out one at our Mac Floyd Junior Scholarship Fund that we do in the spring, which is more like a wine tasting type of thing.
Wow.
And that usually kicks off our fundraising. So we already gave out one scholarship for that. August 5th, we'll be having our fourth annual White and Wine at the same winery who's been supporting us venue-wise for the last 4 years. So that event, we usually add like a taste of color, a taste of orange, a taste of this. This year is the taste of tropics. We'll be selling raffle tickets for that event. We usually have great prizes. We're giving away a 5-day, 4-night cruise for two. as one of the prizes for a raffle. We give baskets. We have Apple Watches.
And you know. What day is this?
This is August 5th, Sunday, August 5th.
Okay.
And it's from 2 to 7. We have great music this year. We have Tortilla Soup, who's going to be performing for us. And we also have First Avenue Review that'll be performing for us. And we have a bunch of vendors. We have Jackie's Catering. We have Beauty Paradise by Iffy, which is clothes. We have RC Lady Boss, which is jewelry. We have a photographer that'll be having a booth. And we also have Sayla wear t-shirts, rhinestone bling t-shirts.
Okay.
So there's a bunch of stuff. We also have a silent auction that'll be happening that day. Mm-hmm. So, and from those things, usually that's where we get a lot of our monies for our scholarships.
Wow.
You know, because people usually really come out and participate. And the raffles are like the biggest thing. People love to win prizes.
I heard that.
And we try to make sure that the prizes are, you know, worth them wanting to buy tickets for.
Wow.
So.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
I just wanted to throw in there that the event is going to be held at the Guglielmo, I can't say that, winery in Morgan Hill, California.
Got it.
And they can get all that information on our website at livethedreamnetwork.org.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, I have to tell you, I'm very impressed. I'm very impressed because we don't get a chance to hear a lot from our South Bay brothers and sisters. Mm. You know, I know everybody thinks KBLX is in Oakland, but we're in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. But we want to do the Bay and beyond. We want to talk to our, you know, brothers and sisters out, you know, in the South Bay, East Palo Alto, San Jose, Morgan Hill, where this will be, you know, because they don't think we're out. We are out there.
Right. Yes, we
you
are. Know, we they, are out they there. They need help, too.
See, yep. The you thing know, is that we will come this way, mm-hmm. but Oakland crowd, we were trying to get you to come on reciprocated. Mm-hmm. Come on down. We have a good time. And this winery is beautiful.
Wow.
It's a beautiful day outside.
Be there.
Great. Yeah. Good. We're going to hold you to that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're going to talk. There's some other things we're going to talk about. This is Listen Up, Barry. I'm your host, Armand, and joining me in the studio this morning, KBLX Nation, is Live the Dream Network. And what these brothers and sisters are doing in the South Bay is absolutely amazing. And I want you to help. So how can KBLX Nation help the organization?
Well, like I said, you can go to our website mm-hmm. at livethedreamnetwork.org and get in touch with us and get on our contact list. Support mm-hmm. our events. We have opportunities for sponsorships. Mm-hmm. We have opportunities for in-kind donations. We're going to be starting our monthly memberships in one-time donations.
Okay.
And come out and volunteer. Come on out and see what
That's
we do.
Right.
One of the things we also want to do is include with our scholarship winners is we follow up with our winners to make sure to see how they're
That's
doing.
That's the key.
And so if there's people out there that can provide resources for those people who are winners that can add a little spice to their life, that'd be great as well.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Right. For instance, how can you apply if you're living in your car or living at your auntie's
house and
you don't have access to a computer or a smartphone?
Sometimes we got to go to them.
Yeah.
Someone mentioned to me that the reason why the 4.0s get all the scholarships is because their parents are out there. You're going to be pushing them.
That's right.
But these kids that we're talking about don't have anybody to do that. So we have to be mentors for them.
For them. And get out there and go grab them.
Yeah, so if that's anybody that's out there that knows where those kids are, I mean, they can always contact our organization.
That's the key.
You know, to let us know, you know, that this organization out there or these kids are out there, you know. I mean, I would love for Live the Dream to get to a point where we had our own little center where people could actually come, get on the computer, find out where the scholarships are, find out what other information is out there other than us, you know, that would help them get their leg up also.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, I want to thank the three of you for coming in and joining me and blessing not only myself, but KBLX Nation with your beautiful organization because it's much needed. And I cannot wait to sip this wine on August 5th.
Oh, yes. Oh, they have the best almond champagne.
You better stop playing. Sorry. You better stop playing.
Sorry.
Oh, all right, I have to throw this in there.
Go ahead.
First Avenue Review, one of our bands, Tortilla Soup is fabulous, by the way. They play Yoshi's in the casinos all the time. But First Avenue Review is a Prince tribute.
Yes.
If anybody likes Prince, and they are very good too, so I'm looking for, I can't wait for that myself.
There you go. There you go. All right. Well, that's Listen Up Bay Area. I'm your host, Armand, and I want to thank Live the Dream Network for joining me this morning. And you know what? This will be on the website because my wonderful producer, Carlos, is awesome. He's going to put it on the KBLX website at KBLX.com. But in the meantime, please do me a favor. Continue to pass on your passion.
Thank you.
No worries.
All right. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Listen Up Bay Area. You guys have a good rest of your weekend.
Thank you for tuning in to Listen Up Bay Area with Armand. Make sure to listen next week. We are 102.9 KBLX, the soul of the Bay.